Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Prayer of the Broken Down, was written by John Blaise. Dear Father in Heaven, I'm not a praying man, but if you're up there and you can hear me, show me the way. I'm at the end of my rope. That prayer is whispered by a broken-down George Bailey, the character played by Jimmy Stewart in the classic film It's a Wonderful Life. In the now iconic scene, Bailey's eyes fill with tears. They weren't part of the script, but as he spoke that prayer, Stewart said he felt the loneliness, the hopelessness of people who had nowhere to turn. It broke him. Bailey's prayer, boiled down, is simply, "Help me." And this is exactly what's voiced in Psalm 109. David was at the end of his rope, poor and needy, his heart wounded, and his body thin and gaunt. He was fading like an evening shadow and sensed himself to be an object of scorn in the eyes of his accusers. In his extreme brokenness, he had nowhere else to turn. He cried out for the Sovereign Lord to show him the way. "Help me, Lord my God." There are seasons in our lives when broken down says it all. In such times, it can be hard to know what to pray. Our loving God will respond to our simple prayer for help. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Psalm 109, verses 21 through 27. But you, Sovereign Lord, help me for your name's sake. Out of the goodness of your love, deliver me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I fade away like an evening shadow. I am shaken off like a locust. My knees give way from fasting. My body is thin and gaunt. I am an object of scorn to my accusers. When they see me, they shake their heads. Help me, Lord my God. Save me according to your unfailing love. Let them know that it is your hand, that you, Lord, have done it. Let's pray. Dear Father, some days are hard and sometimes we can lose hope. We pray for those who are feeling hopeless and helpless today and ask that you would touch them with your love and compassion. May they sense your presence and have their hope renewed. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.